I'm not saying I dislike young girls.
Oh, shit.
Fucking Tuba Gang.
Disappointed!
I need a girlfriend! I need a girlfriend!
Negro rat.
You are not funny.
I'm not leaking poop. BWP.
That is one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
I was like, dude, I'll suck your pickle for a nickel.
So you're allowed to rape people. And I passed out. I had sex with a 15-year-old because every other car had old men in it.
Oh, he's in the back fucking your mother with his 10-inch cock.
Ain't nobody care about you. You afraid of a black man.
He could have, potentially could have grandchildren your age.
Because that's a pee boner. It's not a real sexual boner.
Golden nugget the size of my balls.
I'm going to see if I can strangulate my penis. Wait, how's the anal?
Black it on.
All I want to say is smoke weed every day.
What the fuck is that?
How does anyone listen to the show?
Big black cock.
Ron James is a butthole.
It's Tyler's time, bitches.
I broke my arm fisting, right? Okay, this is the worst show we've ever done. Are we on? I definitely can't hear myself. I don't think my mic's on. Oh, that's much better when I turn the volume up. And I choke on that cookie brownie thing, whatever
funny
that was.
Funny how that works.
The,
Why is the hell's America?
First thing I'd like to address, and frankly, I was quite pissed off about it, you guys doing the show without me last week.
Sorry about that.
About what?
Anderson, there seems to be someone else in the room. I'm very confused. I thought this was a two-man show.
Is it a ghost? There's a ghost. And hey, by the way, that picture of you on the golf course, it looks like you lost a lot of weight.
Thanks, buddy. I looked like... let's not talk about pictures of me golfing. I'm pissed at my friend for posting that. Should not have done that.
I didn't know you golfed, by the way.
He was working.
First time in over a year, and I was having a business meeting, if you must know.
On a golf course, it sounds totally professional. With Mickey, your friend?
Yeah. Hey, everybody! I am Anderson. That is Mike Carano. Is it?
Yes. I was having a business meeting at a concert last week, so unfortunately I missed
Corona.
The show. I'm sorry.
There's Ty Ty. His eyes are half open, which is a good sign. That means it's going to be a spirited show.
That means he's half Asian.
They're almost all the way closed. We are the After Disaster. We are together again, reunited. Right.
Nice.
Everything's back to the way
it
was.
I'm very seriously happy to be here, and I definitely miss the show, and 2 weeks is a long time.
It is. Yeah. It is.
I don't dig it.
So Mike rolls in here tonight, and he pitches Tyler and I on this idea.
It's
hey,
good.
Guys.
It's a good one.
You know what we should do?
You gotta throw in the Carano shoulder shake. They're like, hey.
For those of you who may have missed last week, perhaps this is the first time you've ever listened to this piece of shit program. We do the show once a week. I know that Tyler's got a pretty busy schedule, and he commutes in to do this here program. Late at night for him, he wakes up at 7 a.m., and he has to commute from Pasadena, about 42 miles away.
I slept for a half hour in my car tonight.
I have an opportunity. Are you driving?
About an hour and a half away.
I have an opportunity for you to make a couple extra bucks if you want it.
Who are you talking to?
Tyler. Or you.
Are you going to wrap my car in a MikeCorona.com?
No, I was going to ask you to help me move.
Screen? Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I do love
here's
lines.
Here's all you have to do.
I'll
rent a van.
Talking. Go ahead.
$200 cash. You help me move a couch and a mattress.
I feel like
it.
You could have talked about this off air before the program.
Mike, you're clearly not a very good businessman because I've helped Anderson move twice for free.
But I would give you the money since you had to drive all the way to Beverly Hills.
You got to throw in the Beverly Hills. All right, so I work multiple jobs many times. I work 6 hour days. All right. For very little money, because once you have multiple jobs, no overtime. As far as I can tell, Mike works about 4 hours a week, whenever he chooses.
You're the second person that said that this week.
The first person was Anderson earlier this week.
Our new corporate boss, I was talking about some stuff.
Oh, it's not good
do.
When your boss accuses you of that.
In front of everybody, he goes, seriously, what do you do? He goes, what do you do ever work?
You're
he
like, goes, the After Disaster, I show up to that sometimes. So anyways, I was very upset last week. Last week was a tough week.
I know.
And when you didn't show up, I don't know how much of the show you listened to, but I was pretty rageful.
I didn't listen to any of it because I was at a show.
No, but you listened to it later.
I listened to some of it, yeah.
And you know what? So for those of you who may not know, most of you probably do, but Mike didn't show up and I was very angry and I yelled and I said terrible things. I don't want to say anything I regret because
It wasn't terrible.
But Mike went ahead, and Mike Carano, being Mike Carano, decided to post. Jillian, actually, let me hear it. He went ahead and did a little digital magic, a little editing magic, and inserted himself into the open of the show. And any kind of anger I may have still been holding on to just melted away.
Really?
Just gone.
You know what you know what I started doing?
I just smiled, and I said, I love that fucking guy.
I decided I'm going to take as long as it takes, which would be half the day, and I'm going to do the entire show with me in it.
That would have been funny.
You know what? I got about 2 minutes in, and it had already taken about 40 minutes now. I was like, screw this.
So Mike ditched us. Why did you ditch us? What were you doing? So he comes in here tonight. He pitches Tyler and I this. Hey guys, I think it would be really funny if we just never mentioned it. We just didn't talk about it at all tonight.
That joke's gone.
Yeah. But it wouldn't have been able to happen anyways, because there's no way you can get through an hour of this here show without talking about what you did last weekend. There's no way you can
do it. That big. It was uneventful.
Mm-hmm. You know what you should have done? What really pissed me off is the lack of effort.
Yeah. I don't want to.
You had given us a phone call from back there. Maybe even just sent a text while you were back there.
Yeah.
You know?
He did. He said, I'm standing behind Paul McCartney's head. And then Paul called us. And did you hear Paul yelling
no,
things
I didn't
at you?
No, I didn't get
Paul
that
McCartney
far into it. But
Paul
I'll try
called
to
you a
to
fucker
it.
Twice.
Oh, why would he use that language?
Yeah.
And then other Paul's called.
You know, I should have got through the whole show. I'm sorry. I'll listen to it now.
No, I heard that Paul might call again tonight.
Hey, can I tell you that I know, you know, we recognize that we're spoiled, right?
I mean, it depends. It's all in perspective.
It's totally perspective because I was bummed out for the stupidest reasons. One, we walk into that show, the Sound City Players, which is a pretty insane, awesome lineup. You know, and it was a Cheap Trick band with Rick Nielsen and that singer that you're friends with, Corey Taylor. Who ruined the show, by the way.
Not friends with him. I like him when he's on Love.
Okay. Yeah, he kind of effed it up.
Ricky Nelson's? I thought he was dead.
You know who I'm talking about.
Rick Nelson.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Rick Nielsen, the guitar player for Cheap Trick.
No.
So they did a whole Cheap Trick set, which was awesome. The backup band was the Foo Fighters with the bass player from Nirvana. And they had a bunch of singers. It wasn't a jam session. It's an actual band. A couple of guys up front who I love, like Masters of Reality, who I had no idea what happened to those guys. And then John Fogerty and Stevie Nicks. And here's the part about me feeling like an a-hole, because I have to face the fact that I'm a spoiled, whiny baby sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, I walk into... Two things happen. I walk into the show, immediately my friend Julian, who I haven't seen in a while, in fact, 10 or 15 years, sees me and runs over and gives me a hug. He also happens to be Dave Grohl's chef. So he's like, you got to come backstage right now and see who's back there. And I was like, I feel weird about that. And then the person I went to the show with came out of the restroom, and he's like, you guys, seriously, come backstage. And I declined. And then he's like, you have to come back after the show and just check it out. So we kind of hung out for that. I declined a second time. So then I felt like, I suck. I didn't do it. So I felt sorry for myself for that. And then we went and saw Social Distortion. And House of Blues Anaheim has the worst sight lines ever. It is a horrible venue to see a show unless you're right in the pit, right up front.
They're all terrible.
No, LA is not that bad. House of Blues Anaheim, if you're upstairs, only the front row can see. You can't see anything, especially if you're
seats?
Less tall than I am.
Are there seats?
Yes, very few.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Positive.
There's VI. Well, here's where the part where I feel like I'm spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Here's
the part where... There's VI. Here's the part.
I'm telling a friend of mine who used to be the guy who opened all the House of Blues.
Mm.
I said it kind of sucks because the person I went with couldn't see anything because she's not super tall. And he goes, why didn't you just call me? You know, I put you on the VIP list when you want to go to House of Blues. And I went, yeah, I forgot about that. And I realized, what a spoiled baby I am.
Yeah.
Like, I could have made one phone call and had VIP seats.
So what's the point of this? What are you trying?
I just realized how spoiled I am.
Are you feeling bad that you're spoiled? No, like, it sounds like you're feeling bad.
I was angry.
I forgot to do my spoiled thing.
No, I was angry and I was upset and I was pissed. And I realized, what a stupid thing for me to be pissed about.
Okay. It is. It's stupid. Let me get... Usually I do a little preface of what I hope to get to on the show. This week, I'm just going straight into it.
Okay.
Okay. This is a good one. You're going to like this one.
The construction outside? Are we going to talk about that?
There's construction outside?
Hey, sir, before you get into it, how long has that goddamn construction been going on?
I don't know what you're talking about. What construction?
Construction out there on Venice?
If you didn't notice, they put in a giant train running through the neighborhood.
Did they really?
Yeah, they did. They
is that what that's for?
Yeah.
Oh, because I was like, what the? Every time I drive by here, all I see are guys sawing the concrete.
The expo line is running right through there.
Here's the best. I've been meaning to bring this up on the program for a while, on the show, is when you leave, which is 5 minutes a week for me.
They're sawing that concrete with those old-timey giant...
I was in the middle of a
giant lumberjack saws with two dudes on each side.
You know what we need is a little music. Will you play a little DJ T-Rock and Squashy Nice for me there, buddy? They're our featured artists this
week. Welcome to a new kind of
Film
Vault.
Not that loud, Tyler.
In our first series of demonstrations, there you go.
T-Rock's my buddy, and they're the featured artists on the Film Vault this week. We did a very good episode for
Calling featured Film Vault artists on the after? Yeah.
Because they're going to be our featured artists as well.
I'm sure your buddy pretty much appreciates the fact that you finally got him on the show, like, after you've been doing it for 5 years.
It's good shit. Put you in the mood. We did that top five worst date movies.
The mood to join it.
Top five worst date movies. Because of Valentine's Day.
You mean worst, like, quality-wise, or worst dates? Like
the kind of movie you're not going to get your bang on if you watch with the
Schindler's
lady friend.
Schindler's List
could have been on there. Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, worst dates.
21. No, wait, no, not 21. No.
21 Grams?
Yeah. Yeah.
That might have been on Brian's list. Yeah.
I didn't know that was a date movie.
It's not!
Oh my God. This is worse
didn't
than...
see it. I thought you meant like, I met this girl I love and we're taking a road trip in the desert and all of a sudden the air conditioning's broken and you think you have diarrhea.
Someone should make a movie about that so it can be on our
list. Worst date. Like you want to...
Mike, they just didn't talk about movies for a week and decided to talk about bad dates.
I thought it would be like the worst date movies.
But that's not a movie. That's just a
Do you think you could slowly over time transition your podcast out of films? Like just talk about less films
not
every
Brian.
Week? And
nope. That's why this thing exists right here. That's why the app disaster exists.
Yeah. Oh, so we're just like your side bank.
No, because
we'll do stuff in the butt, and your other partner won't.
When Mikey was on the Film Vault, it was slowly but surely devolving into that. And before this show, I used to do a lot of off-roading, which would upset both listeners and Brian quite a bit. Because I would tell stories like I'm about to tell right here on the Film Vault, and it would cause a lot of anger.
I don't understand why they would get angry.
Because like Doug Benson talks about it on his podcast, too, that people get pissed
if you don't talk about movies.
All the time. You can push continuous. Just continue.
Do you think people do that with the Tonight Show? Keep the monologue going! What the hell is this with guests?
So, If you'll notice, I'm clean shaved.
Yeah, and you're skinny.
And I don't know about skinny. But
no, you look really thin on that golf course. I think
you do look kind of bangable.
Yeah.
Wow, guys, thanks. I think it's mainly just because I cut my face off, my hair off my face.
Oh, I know what that means.
Well, I finished a thing. See you,
yeah.
Ready? Finally finished my goddamn script. Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah, fantastic. That's great.
Awesome.
Tell you, it's motivating. It says to grow facial hair. Ladies, you can grow the pits.
It's hilarious when we find out it's a one-page short film.
Yep. It's all improv, too.
Two and a half.
Like Curb Your Enthusiasm. You just got a rough outline.
I just have two actors' names on each. There's two pages, both with two different actors.
It's just
like
it's
funny dialogue.
Tim Vamps for a while.
Yep.
Yep. Stress. Something stressful happens. One of the guys makes a crack about it. The other guy laughs. Next scene.
It's very motivating. And I said, the ladies can do it too. You can grow your leg hair out, and it's going to motivate you to finish whatever the project is. Yeah. Now, I grow a beard every year for the hockey when my team's in the playoffs. Don't shave till they're out of the playoffs. 2 months in, it's the middle of summer. It's like summertime, hot as can be, sweating, uncomfortable.
It's great. Anderson gets all musky. It's fantastic.
And it's awful, but every time I feel uncomfortable, I'm like, oh, yeah, Pens are still in it. Still got a chance, so it's great. You know what I mean? This time, every time the beard bugged me, which was often, it's like, fuck, I'm not done yet.
There's a point, though. Like, first
motivation.
Time ever, like, whenever it was a couple years ago, I decided I'm not shaving. I don't know if it was 2 years ago or 3 years ago.
It's when you looked like Adams.
First time ever in my life I've ever done that. And it's horribly annoying to a point, and then it becomes fine.
Yeah, then you get okay. It becomes, like, pillowy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't get to that point. Anyways, point is, I finished. Couldn't have been happier to be done with it.
Congratulations. And, that's pretty awesome.
I can finally say that the title of this thing that I've been working on for... Well, I came up with the idea over 2 years ago. And
the After Disaster Chronicles?
And I pretty much wrote the second half in the last 3 weeks.
The Hobbit,
finally.
Too?
I just made myself fucking do it. Because I didn't want to look like Gandalf, speaking of The Hobbit. I was going to if I just continued. I would not have taken a razor to my face. I can say the title. It's called Battle at Skunk Skull. Battle at Skunk Skull. You can call it Bass for short if you like. BASS. Battle at Skunk Skull. Good stuff.
Sounds like something. It sounds like the character will wear overalls in it.
I'm realizing it's hard to say now, and maybe it's a huge mistake.
they battle with
You've
smell.
You've never said it out loud.
Battle
before.
At Skunk Skull. Never said it out loud. Battle at Skunk Skull. Yeah. Battle at Skunk Skull.
Maybe you should just shorten it to Skunk Skull.
Yeah, that's what
that's
it was
hard
originally.
To say, too, though.
What, Mike?
Battle at Skunk Skull.
Oh, my God. Mike didn't understand that the hard thing to say was Skunk Skull. Just shorten it to the hard part to say.
You should make it into a Jack Black children's comedy and call it Skunk School.
No.
I don't think that was a children's comedy.
No, it would be. It would be now.
Why is Mike singing right now?
He's the lovable teacher that falls in love with one of the kids' moms.
So there's a barbershop in my neighborhood, a couple blocks away. I could have walked to it if I wanted to. It would have taken me probably 10, 15-minute walk, but I'm lazy-ass L.A. guy. So
you skateboarded?
I drove. I've been driving by it for the last number of – ever since I moved. And all-black barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
And since I've been growing this horrible beard, which is now gone, every time I'd be like at a red light in front of this place, I'd stare in there wantingly, longingly.
Oh, and then Casper walks in, and what happened?
Casper.
You. Whitey.
Why am I Casper's the name of one of my characters.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's weird.
He's the one that wears overalls.
Casper, no.
Did you ever see Casper Hauser?
Don't know what that is.
It's a Werner Herzog film.
Casper who?
Hauser.
It was one of my most popular films.
No, was it?
You know what?
It's a documentary, right?
You might like it.
Is it
There's
Dina?
A documentary and a film, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, if I'm
Are
not
sure
mistaken.
You got this right?
It's about
writing the script and getting a beard cut
at an all-black
I'm not even sure
shop.
I drove here right.
Here's the thing. I know everything there is to know about movies ever. So the fact that Werner. Here's the thing. I love Werner. I don't necessarily love his movies. Plus, he's got a vast collection.
Yeah.
You will shut up.
H-A-U-S-E-R.
So what I did.
Caspar. A-A-R. C-A-S-P-A-R.
Oh, the thief?
Von Winterfeld? That's... No. Wait.
It might be called The Legend of Casper Hauser.
The Legend of Benjamin Button.
Just punch in Casper Hauser.
Casper Funkhauser?
This is the...
During this lull in the program, I'd like to encourage everyone to go to afterdisaster.com and click through our Amazon banner.
No results for The Legend of Casper.
Do we have an Amazon banner?
I don't know. Go to theafterdisaster.com and find out.
Mm-hmm. Since we're giving plugs, I'd like to say that I just joined two services, Instagram, which is a new photo service.
And the Navy.
Is this what you're talking about, buddy?
Is that the movie or the documentary? Because there's both.
Goddamn, everything in the studio is falling apart.
No, that's not what I'm talking about.
Oh, shit!
That must be the movie.
So what I did...
I need people to follow me on Instagram. I don't need it, because I don't know what I'm going to do
there. Sounds like you need it.
But more importantly than that,
you put your
Vine.
Tongue on the top of your...
Have you seen Vine?
Yes.
Top
Jesus
of your...
Christ, this thing is falling apart in here.
Oh, yeah, fall
Please
down.
Follow me on Vine.
The
short videos.
What Tyler's talking about is fantastic, especially when we have
Mike,
guests
Mike, don't you
in
just
there.
Include your Vines in all your tweets?
Was I in the middle of things?
I haven't done it yet. I was testing it out and uploaded like 5 videos, and I deleted some
Tell
of them.
Tell me. Okay.
Mike
Vine,
posts...
isn't that just the video version?
Yeah. But
everyone needs to settle down.
First of all, you're going to dig
especially
it.
Especially you 16-year-old girls.
It's start-stop. It's start-stop. Like when you touch the screen, it starts.
It is pretty cool. The functionality is pretty sweet.
Yep. Whatever that means.
Mike posts on the Facebook page, follow me on Vine Instagram. Doesn't link to his accounts.
I don't know how to do that.
What happens when this thing falls down?
So, there's a big strip we're talking about now. The control
I don't even know
room
how you would describe
that,
this thing.
I work in, and it pretty much shows you the levels. It's a very important piece of machinery. It has
like
the clocks.
The outer control.
It's the kind of thing that should not be falling around. Kind of,
yeah, and if you make any sudden movements or bang that console in there at all, the entire strip, which is like this little pillar on that goes horizontal, falls forward like a really cheap version of Star Wars. Where the control panel got hit, you know what I mean? Like they took a laser blaster and part of their control panel is falling apart.
Same thing with a Wolverine. If you make any sudden moves or bang it, all hell breaks loose.
I'm gonna go back to what I was talking about, trying to talk about earlier. We got a bunch
of construction. Oh, I just felt so much more.
So hard to talk.
It's face down now.
Just leave it. Just don't touch it. Leave it. Welcome to my world. That's how it works.
Face down sounds like a good movie title.
There's some face down people in Bass. You know what I'm saying? All right, so I got to leave here.
I don't like the fact that you call it Bass because it's very misleading.
It's
shortening your own movie.
It's tough to say Battle at Skunk Skull.
Why don't you change the title?
It's weird. It's weird talking about it out loud because it's been in my head for 2.5 years, and it's very odd saying it out loud.
It'd be weirder when I go trademark the name right now.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like the guy.
I make you buy it from me.
That is weird saying stuff that you've been thinking about for a long time, right? Like my wife, Rebecca Romaine.
Yeah, well, it's... All right, so every night I got to leave here, and there's construction every night, and it's like really bad, and you have to turn right, whereas like the freeway's right in front of you.
Yeah.
You just go across the street, the freeway's right there. No, you got to turn right, go all the way the fuck around, and they have people in uniforms out there waving people through and doing whatnot.
They're doing nothing.
And they wave me through. Mike, watch it, and Tyler, you too. Be careful, because they wave you through when it's not good to go through.
Correct.
They
that happened to me 2 weeks
crash
ago.
4 or 5 times now.
Every time.
They're sitting there drinking coffee, talking to each other,
and they're
all
just
bundled
waving.
Up.
They're just waving.
They're like Reggie. It's like
Absolutely.
If Reggie was a traffic cop, he'd be those guys. And sometimes it's chicks, sometimes it's a girl and a guy, sometimes it's two girls, and sometimes two guys.
Yeah,
and
you can try.
All of them they just wave you through, and they're like mad if you're
Anderson,
not zipping through.
They did this 2 weeks ago. They just wave me through every time because there's
I'm
no traffic.
I'm thinking about doing it and getting T-boned on purpose.
That guy waved me through. Videotape it, though.
T-bone waved you through?
You got some questions, though, to answer to the judge when you show the video. Like, how'd you shoot this? But they did the same. They waved me through probably 40 times in the past year, and there's never been cross traffic. So I just go. And I figured
Mike says
stop
the past
it.
Year there has been construction here for probably about 18 months now. And the best is they've had the things, the markers up saying construction until October 2012.
Yeah, but the guy waved me through, and there was lights coming.
It's not 6 months. Yeah,
it wasn't lights. A close call, but I was like, why is he waving me? I see the lights like maybe 100 yards away.
So finish the goddamn thing. And treated myself to a hot straight razor shave, which this place up the street from me called The Blade has. Okay, I'm very excited to tell you guys a story, and I hope I do it justice. Because when it was going down, while it was happening, I was thinking, this isn't real. And when I tell the story in the after disaster, it's going to sound like I'm bullshitting. But I walk in, all black clientele, all black guys behind the chairs, right?
Yeah.
There's Tyler.
That's the chair going up and down.
Yeah, obviously.
There's like 4 or 5 people waiting for their friends.
That's how far they take it. They cock a gun when he walks in. It's like the 50s and you went to the...
Every chair is taken except for one guy at the end. I walk in, everyone's really friendly. Hey, how you doing? I'm the only white guy.
You know,
guy
he's
there.
B-team, by the way.
The only white guy, by far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Actually, there is one guy that's whiter than me. And he's an albino black guy. The only
really?
Guy. The
there
only
always guy. Is. There always is.
There always what?
I don't know why there always is.
Yeah, if you take any sample.
Oh, you're opening a barbershop? Got to have an albino black guy.
So I walk in, and extra friendly, and I walk up to the first guy I see. I'm like, hey, man, what's the deal? I want to get this gone. And he's like, we could just do the regular, or you could do, like, the straight razor. And he's like, why don't you sit down? He's like,
yeah, can I just get a regular Mach 3 shave?
He says something to the guy down at the end. There's an older guy down at the end. He's the only guy with an empty chair. And the older guy takes one look at me, and he says, nah, man, I'm about to leave. Like 4 or 5 of the guys that work there just
on cue, like it's this show or like it's some kind of morning zoo, start just completely making fun of the guy and calling him out and saying, fucking goddamn right you're leaving. Glad you're leaving because it smells like mothballs up in this bitch because of you, motherfucker. And I swear to God, I'm sitting there for like the next 2-3 minutes and they're putting on the show for me. I swear to God, they're amping it up because they got a white guy in there.
I bet. I like it, though. I like it.
They're telling these jokes and they're like kind of looking over at me, making sure I'm laughing, and I'm laughing.
Did you think the black guys are being funny because there's a white guy in the store?
Yeah, I believe it.
They turned it up.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is? I can tell they turned it up.
You know what's funny is you can't do it the other way.
What do you mean?
A black guy walks into a white barber with like 5 white dudes. You can't just start going off to do a show for him.
That's a skit. We need to do that.
Did you pitch us doing the after disaster there?
No. It gets better. It gets worse, I should say.
Oh, well, we all get straight shaved.
Yeah. So I'm sitting there, and there's like literally 8 dudes getting their hair cut. All the guys that are sitting on the chairs are just looking, you know, because I'm sure that they're very uncomfortable being handled and having their hair cut because they're all like hard guys. You know what I mean? The guys that are doing the cutting and the shaving, they're professionals. They're great. The guy that ended up shaving my face, most intimate I've been with any man in recent memories, and probably the only time, unless I end up in prison, that I'll ever be that intimate with a black man.
But whitey, you'll spoon with a whitey.
Probably not, but my dad might caress me. You know what I mean?
Did you at any time think that they might think you're trying to prove you're not racist by going there?
Nope. But what? I have decided that I'm going to go there probably about once every 2 months, and I'm hoping to be friends with one of them, somebody in that shop. Oh, that sounds horrible. I know.
You're not going
to
go with your guy?
I don't know. I liked him, but here's how it goes. Okay, so I'm watching like all 8 chairs, and I'm trying to figure like, all right, I wonder where I'm going to go, and this is great.
Did
I can't believe I haven't been in here before. Mothball guy's out. And you know, I felt bad for Mothball Guy because his only comeback was "Smells more like your mama."
Ooh, that's an insult.
That guy hasn't been there very long.
Yeah. And then after about 3 minutes, the jokes kind of died down and like they lost their energy a little bit, and the whole place kind of just mellowed out a little bit.
You know what? Oh my gosh, there was a guy that worked at the Improv who opened a black barbershop. I swear to God.
Okay.
Like a year and a half.
The end of the story.
No. So there's one guy that I'm a little bit concerned about getting. And of course, I'm like, as soon as I'm like, ah, you shouldn't pick who you don't want to get because that's who you're going to get. Yeah. Of course, I got
same rule
the one guy
to a horror house.
With a beard. He had a beard, which is a little bit odd because you don't want to go up to a guy and say, hey, you know, we have the same look. I don't like it anymore. On
me. This
get
is gross.
So I get the guy with the beard and the giant dreadlocks and the hat and the giant headphones. Like I'm at a shooting range and I don't want to hear the gun go off.
He had the Beats by Dre?
The big ass, but I don't think there are Beats. So he's wearing the headphones.
Let me just get this clear. You let a guy give you a straight razor shave who was wearing headphones?
Mm-hmm. I did. Yes.
He didn't want Anderson's screams to pierce his ears.
So I sit down, and he's like, what do you want to do? And he throws the drape over me, or the curtain, or whatever they call it. You know, your wife, she cuts hair, right?
It's
It's a drape. And I was slow to the draw, and I was thinking,
or a cape. I don't know.
It's too fucking late, probably, to start recording this.
Or the boner disguise.
Because I'm sure there's going to be some good banter, some good conversation. Maybe they're going to start making jokes, you know, like my guy and the guy next to me. So I got to record this. So I pull my hand up, and I go to my app that everyone has with the microphone, right, to record. And I put my hand, so I get it to here. I'm showing Mike right now with the microphone on the iPhone. Put my hand back underneath the drape. And I just sat down on the chair, and the guy's like, whoa, 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 what's that? You recording this? And I'm like, totally caught, like, red handed. So I pull my hand back out, and I'm looking at my phone in my hand. My hand is fucking shaking. It's shaking, and I'm like, Tyler, no, I use this for texting because I drive a lot, and I can speak into it, and it texts. Completely caught me. He knew I was bullshitting. He knew I was trying to record him.
Oh, my God.
It was horrifying.
I would have
So then
ran to my car.
I said, give me a couple options. Like, you know, what are the options? He's like, we'll get to the options once we get there. So now I'm like locked in and I'm sitting there and he's already put the stuff on my face. And like, he could say like $60 for a straight razor shave. And I'm like, I can't say it. I'm out of here. You know, I'm locked in now. So it turns out it was like $12 for a regular one, $15 for the hot towel. And he spent, I don't know, 20 minutes.
And $20 if he doesn't slit your jugular.
He shaves everything except the mustache, right? And he shows me myself in the mirror. He's like, you want that off, right? I'm like, yes, please. He's like, you look like a scuba diver with that thing on.
You're like, what does that mean?
Let's go with it.
I don't know.
Let's keep it then.
So I'm like, funny you should say that. Actually, I went scuba diving. In my head, I'm doing the white voice, the white guy voice. But I'm like, funny you should say that. I just went scuba diving for the first time in 20 years. And he's like, oh, no way. He's like, I'm looking into getting some tickets to go over to Africa and scuba dive over there. I'm like, really? What part? He's like, I ain't never going down the water. I'm fucking with you. I'm like,
what?
Why? Why would you fuck with me?
Do zebras swim?
But did a fine job. There
this
was
whole thing is making
cut.
Me extremely uncomfortable. The recorder part especially.
The recorder part was, and then you know I had to spend the next 20 minutes
were you
with
making,
this guy.
Were you making diamonds when he got you?
But I don't want to even get into like the thoughts that were going through my head because it's definitely worthy of actually doing something video. I wanted to talk to you about it a couple weeks ago before I even went in there. This fucking hilarious, awful idea that I have for something related to this. But anyways, I really like the place. I'm sure that they talk tons of shit. And I did think about pushing record and leaving it on the chair and then coming back 3 minutes later and picking it up. I know I've seen that in a sitcom where a guy did that.
Yeah.
And he put it in a briefcase and he had a recorder and he could hear everyone talking shit. I forget what it was. But I wanted to do the same thing. And I played the racist card and said, chances of the phone still being there 3 minutes later. Slim. So I didn't do it.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I
hate to admit that, but that's why I didn't do that.
Let
but
me give you a micro.
You know
that
you got
to start the recorder
shit
before you even go in. And you have to put the phone on airplane in case someone calls it doesn't shut it off.
Mm-hmm.
You start the recorder. You put it on airplane mode, start the recorder, and then you're good to go. Unless it pulls, you pull a rerun and it falls out of your pants on the floor.
I kind
of
got saved by the bell.
And the Doobie Brothers walk in.
As I was explaining to him that, I use it for texting, I got a text from Jillian who sent me a picture of my sister's text because my sister was in intensive care, urgent care because she was sick. So they're kind of like, I'm like, oh, see, look, I just got a text from my, I'm like, oh, shit. And I thought it was from Jillian. I'm like, looks like my wife's like in urgent care. And he's like, don't say that too loud, man. It's not cool to be married.
What?
Like, what?
And you're like, I mean, my bitch.
He kind of whispered to me, like, don't let these guys in here know you're married. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
He's like, don't you know this is an all gay barbershop?
Hey, look, that customer's married. You bitch.
So I promise I will try and do some clandestine,
you know what?
Recording next time I'm in there.
I hope so, but it also
we come.
They're gonna frisk you next
it
time.
It bums me out that you didn't get it on the first shot because the nervousness and the uncomfortableness isn't going to be repeated at the same level as it was the first time.
I wasn't
time.
Even trying to record myself. I just wanted to get their banter.
I know.
Because I mean, it was as entertaining, if not more entertaining, than pretty much every podcast I've ever heard. Most radio programs that I've heard. I mean, it felt like they all know each other so well in that because they all work together and they're all really good with their banter and with popping in and out. Like they got like a couple guys would be having a conversation to the left of them and then like he'd pop into that one real quick and then he'd pop out. And
how could he hear though with headphones on?
He heard me just fine.
He hasn't plugged into a thing where he can just listen to everything there.
Oh, really?
Aren't people that wear headphones outside of the house basically saying,
fuck you?
Yeah. I'm not listening to any. Like, I see kids walking around Disneyland with those stupid headphones on, and I just want to go, what's your problem? Because if I showed up to Disneyland with one of you guys and you put on these giant headphones, I'd be like.
That's why we have the unplugged.
Stanley's making dingo noises in here.
Let him relax.
Whoop.
Oh, he's sleeping. He's having a nightmare.
Oh, my God. How do you know that?
Because when he sleeps, he does that.
Oh, because Miranda used to say the same thing about Dahlia. Like, she'd be going, eh,
eh. She doesn't say it anymore.
Well, I don't see Dahlia that often.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so I just looked through all of Werner Herzog's movies and nothing Dahlia. About any kind of Casper anywhere.
Have you been to the afterdisaster.com yet?
No, I'm going there next.
Oh, now he's growling. He's progressed from whoop.
He's having a full-on nightmare, brah. All right. Sorry, I said
he's
that.
He's foaming at the mouth now. Is that part of it?
Can we talk about how Drew's the worst person in the world?
Sure. That's one of my favorite topics.
Yeah. Drew's doing a podcast. He does a couple podcasts now, and everyone's got to have a podcast. And
that's what it's called.
He comes in tonight.
With Dr. Drew.
We're scheduled to do one, and Mike was late this night. Last week, Drew was late. One of them's always late.
Wait, right? Him and Mike are doing a podcast
Yeah,
now?
It's called Mike and Drew from Loveline. Yeah.
Wait, what?
It's not up yet, but it's coming up soon. It's going to be, people are going to enjoy it. It's actually pretty fun.
Wait, but there's
don't they already do that as a radio show?
But no, this is different. This is, they don't take calls. It's them. Mike says the C word. All right, afterdisaster.com. Here we go. I'm going.
He says carnival.
But Mike, Drew comes in because he does one with Corolla as well. And Drew comes in tonight and he goes, Mike's not here, Anderson, but let's just do it. That's what I love about Pod, is you just do it. And I started twitching. I was cringing, and I said, excuse me, what did you just say, Drew? He's like, that's why I love doing pods.
Do you remember, like, 2 years ago when I was telling him about podcasts, and he's like, it'll never make money, it's no good.
And I said, dude, don't call it Pod, please. He's like, Corolla does all the time.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
Please don't call it. And he proceeded to call it Pod, not even ironically to piss me off. Like, just he just blows over, like, the fact that it bothers me a lot and that I think it's horrible. Just that doesn't even register with him. Continues to call it Pod throughout the pod. I'm doing it now. God damn it. Throughout the podcast. And probably still doing enough. He's probably home telling his wife about how he did he was potting. Oh, yeah. Broom pointed out. He turned it into a verb. He's like, well, you know, I've been doing potting for a while now.
Shut up!
Oh, man.
That is bad. That's unforgivable.
Unforgivable. Okay, everybody. I'm over at Scott by Scott's, theafterdisaster.com. And they have a price selection convenience Amazon banner click through. What's going on here? What's happening?
Read the description, too.
and it's over our faces. So you can't see us at all.
All right, Anderson. It's called The Enigma of Caspar Hauser. It's Herzog's film based upon the true and mysterious story of Caspar Hauser.
Did he direct it?
Does it have to have 40 words in the title?
Does it have to not
skunk,
exist?
Skunk Skull River? What was it again?
The Battle of Skunk Hole.
Wait, this is confusing. The people are going to think that this actually is a click-through banner, and they're going to click through it, and no one's going to get any money for it.
It is a click-through banner.
For what?
For us.
How?
It's ours.
Does it work?
I don't know.
Does it go straight to Scott?
I set it up like 9 months ago, back when you guys were like, I don't want to do it.
I don't think we should do it.
I think it's hilarious where it's
like,
at, by the way.
I don't give a shit. So I emailed Scott, and I was like, hey, put this up. Here's the link. Decide where it goes. And the troll he is, you put it.
That's fantastic.
Right on the top, right, over our faces.
Okay, so this is it's an affiliate program. Is that what they call it? You click through. Yeah. A lot of podcasts do it. Film Vault kind of survives on it right now.
So fuck that. Bring all that money though.
How do we divvy though? How do we figure out who gets what?
Direct the same way we did with the mug money.
Yeah, you keep it all.
Director Werner Herzog, writer Werner Herzog.
Yeah, I need some of that for the hosting.
By the way, 1974.
What about Scott? What does he get?
I told him in the email. I said once we make our tens of dollars, we'll get you some shillings.
Oh, The Enigma of Caspar Hauser. Yes,
okay. Oh my God! If someone says the words Caspar Hauser, you have me misspell
it because he spells it the way my Casper is in Bass. Casper.
No, seriously.
With a K. Yeah. Casper. In my.
You're gonna watch this movie, and it's the movie you wrote.
Nope. And I've been terrified of that happening.
It opens up and it pulls back to a sign that says Skunk Skull.
I've had some things in my
population one.
There's like three things in particular in my script that I've never seen in any story or any movie. Like it's just, and it's kind of simple shit too. And it's like I've never seen that, and I'm terrified that I'm going to see it. You know, and it's happened. If you like Seven Psychopaths, like I've had that written out for a while. That these two guys that don't really have much going, and they just kidnap people's pets.
Is a flying
and they hold
dog.
Them, they
Is
hold
there a
them
flying
ransom.
Dog in your script?
No,
because I've never seen that.
Well, I think you have.
Wonder Dog
kind of flies about.
You mean Underdog?
Underdog. What a horrible cartoon.
So here's the description that Scott by Scott put up. It says, click through Amazon banner, buy a case of 40 mugs, mail them to the After Disaster. The boys will sign them, then sell them back to you on eBay. Win-win for everyone. Oh, and the show starts at midnight.
Except you.
I didn't have to read that last part.
Especially since it's 44 after the hour.
What happened to my boy T-Rock? Yeah. There you go.
Sorry, it's not on like automatic play.
You should just push the.
It's not a good plug for that band when creating new melodies
from old ones, a passing medium, not a synthesized music, but I'm. Well, it's not a good plug.
Oh my God, I have an announcement to make.
Okay, you married?
I got married actually. That's funny you would say that. Because even if I did get married, I'm not going to mention it to anybody.
Well, yeah. Hey, don't talk about it. It's not cool.
I know. Maybe I did.
Oh, and then I'll be done with talking about my script really for the moment. But
seriously,
selling,
maybe I did.
Tell me what you think of this idea. Tyler, I need you. And then you can do your announcement. I think it's a pretty decent idea. I'm going to sell a few copies on eBay. Just cheap. You know, a few bucks. But then if and when I do get like a sit down with anyone, like any kind of production company, or you know, I'm pitching them, I can say to them and look at them in the eye without lying, I've sold a few scripts.
I like it.
I don't like that sound.
It works.
I've sold a few of my scripts, yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully they don't ask for details.
But like how many? Like six?
Yeah, that's not bad, right?
How much?
Yeah, they're like, but how many mugs have you sold?
High tens.
Oh, I should write my next script exclusively on mugs.
Oh, man. That's going to be the loudest script when you drop it.
Okay, so what's your announcement?
My announcement is I am moving from a studio apartment into a two-bedroom, two-bath, two parking spaces for no friggin' reason.
Wow.
I genuinely need someone to help me move sooner than later because I realized...
Home Depot.
After this Saturday, like I was going to write it out in my place till the end of the month.
Uh-huh.
And then I went, what the fuck am I thinking? I can be out living in another place Saturday night.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm paying two rents, but like why am I going to torture myself for another 2 weeks or however long it is till this month ends?
How are you going to pay double rent for a
I already
while?
Am. I already am.
So you booked it. You got it.
I'm done.
You're paying for that place right now.
Yes, I signed the
lease.
What
neighborhood? What town?
Studio City.
Okay, cool.
Guess what? No one above me. No one beneath me.
Smart.
No connecting walls.
Smart. Smart.
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
So it's a house.
I did it the
you're
same
gonna
way.
Here's the irony. You're going to lose your job, and you're going to have to get a roommate.
Thought about that yesterday. Can I tell you this much, too? I genuinely... There's some firings going on in that company.
Mm-hmm.
Little house cleaning.
Yeah.
And I know...
How much life do you think the four-hour-a-week guy's got left him?
You can afford to keep on the four-hour-a-week guy. If I listen
to the show, they think I'm doing it full-time. You know what's funny about my job is, like, 5 years ago, I had the flu and I took my computer home to finish editing a commercial that I shot, and I never went back to my office, except for
to print.
Yeah. Oh, I have a surprise for you in the car.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Did you listen to the show? Did you hear that part where I was yelling at you?
Oh! Hey, can I tell you something else about the show that I listened to?
Oh, no.
When one of you said, it probably ruined the night for me. Like the fact that I didn't show up? Absolutely. Absolutely. From 10 minutes to 12, I mean, from about 11:30 on, my night was miserable.
Yeah, there's no winning for you, though.
No, I know.
And I get it, Mike. I mean, when you got to hang out with Lady Gaga. Oh, by the way, talk to somebody. I'm working on this new gig, and I'm working on this new place over at LA Live, and it's right next to Nokia Live, and they do all the Grammys and all that stuff. I'm going to the Grammys on Sunday, too, so hopefully I have some more fun stories next week. But this guy that I'm working with, he said he was in a freight elevator. I even forgot to tell this to Jillian, so she'll be hearing this for the first time if she's listening to this here show. He got in the freight elevator. He was about to get in it, and then this woman comes running towards him. Will you hold it, please? And it's Lady Gaga wearing the fucking infamous meat dress.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Because it was that Grammys that he was working.
So she's like, take the next one, you gross bitch.
And she was really cool and mellow, but he says, here's the thing. Everyone thinks that meat dress was real meat. He says, it was fake, totally plastic. So I saw it up close. He said it had fake little flies put on it. It was fake as can be. But I guess it looked really real on camera, and everyone just thinks that's a real... This is what the guy told me.
You're like, how do you know? And he's like, my dog just sat there staring straight ahead. My seeing eye vegetarian dog.
Where were we going
before? I don't know.
So honest to God, let me tell you, seriously.
Oh, we're talking about him listening.
So I got the apartment. Here's how I did it. This is the second time.
You hung out with who?
This is the second time that I paid for Westside Rentals, and it did nothing.
Okay, this is so local inside, because, I mean, people listen in Bangladesh.
Okay.
They don't know what Westside Rentals is.
All I'm saying is every apartment I ever live in, obviously the place that I bought was not, that was pushed on me. Yeah,
but you use Zillow? And then we'll go on.
Every apartment I ever had was me driving to a neighborhood, parking, and walking around a block for an hour. And I walked by this place, and I saw for rent, took a picture of it, called the guy, called me back, called him a second time, didn't call me back.
No, that's a bad start.
Called me a third time, called me back. I met him there. He's very strict. Mm-hmm. Very strict.
Oh, you like that?
I sort of do. The place is very clean. It's way too big for me. I have no furniture. I have a bed, a couch, a table, and a chair.
That's all you need.
And some books and stuff. Yeah.
Keep it simple.
So it's he and his wife, and we're going over all the details, and they made me sign an agreement that I would not bring pets in, not a lot of stuff.
What?
And then it said no instruments, and I went,
you need
to
get a pet. You need to get a dog. I know. For you.
Well, then I said I totally lied. I'm not pushing a friggin' marble stack in there. I'm leaving that in storage. But I go, all I have is an acoustic guitar. She's like, hold on a second. And gets her husband. And they debate it.
What?
Really?
They debate it.
Do they live
30
nearby?
Seconds. No, they. Thank God. They live in Sherman Oaks.
Why would they care if... What?
Because they don't want any... Studios is filled with like the scumbags from like all over the country. I got the band's good. Make it.
Yeah.
Fucking have band practice.
I don't know what this place is like yet, but I imagine from what I experienced, because it's not on the front facing the street.
How many floors?
Two, but there's no one beneath me, no one above me.
But I'm thinking, like, moving wise, it's gonna be a trouble.
One
finding
one.
Someone to help you up that little stair.
No, it's really not that hard. To be totally frank about it,
here's what you need to do: is do 5 minutes with Mike, go to Home Depot, and pick up a couple workers.
No
like
friggin' way
no,
am I doing
what you
that.
Should do.
No,
what
I don't want someone coming
absolutely
in.
Absolutely do that.
You know what? Because the first thing I'm moving is a pile of gold bricks.
What? A pile of gold bricks.
Cash. I've got about $3,000 in cash that I stack.
Double
on the
that
kitchen
after everyone clicks through our banner.
Click on through, kids.
What were we talking about before that? Oh, okay, so real quick, my job. So there's some problems. I wouldn't call them problems, but they're fixing some of the employee problems. And I immediately, you know how we're hypersensitive and we build things up in our head?
Yes.
So I was told like 8 or 9 months ago that I'm losing my office because things are changing.
Right.
Even though realistically, I probably have more job security than anyone there just because of just because of a lot of reasons. But I'm also an independent contractor. So I stop at another one of the improvs, and my key doesn't work.
Ooh.
And I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
And I just don't bother. And it's not a big deal.
And it eats away at you for hours.
My key doesn't work. So then I went there again yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I called to make sure the person was going to be there to give me, because I wanted some money. And she didn't answer. So I texted her, and she didn't reply. And I sent another jokey text, didn't reply. So I get there, I go inside, and I immediately think, oh, she's not returning my checks, so someone's going to be there to fire me. Totally wig out paranoid. And that wasn't the case. And then I'm about to split, and she goes, do you want a new key? And I was like, thanks. I was like, yeah, got a new key, baby. Too bad I don't drink, because that's the whole purpose of me having a key to that club was... Like, when I moved there, my boss was like, I'll give you keys to the club. You can go in there and drink anytime you want.
How drunk would you be, though, by the time she said you want a new key? Because you would have panicked and ran to the bar and had extra drinks.
You want to know something? Yeah. I almost called you, even though you're not my AA sponsor because I don't have one.
Oh,
I have
Drew
been
would
seriously,
not be happy.
I've been seriously, I'm not kidding here. It's not in response to anything, but I've been seriously thinking about not going to my meetings anymore because I just am so annoyed by those people now. And after Cirque du Soleil, I was standing in line to get a bottle of water and I was looking at the gin and I could feel it going down my throat. And I was like, F this. I didn't do anything to screw this up. I didn't get a DUI. I didn't kill anybody. I never got fired. I can drink.
Until that happens.
Yeah. So. But I've been seriously the last week or so just like thinking about it. And I'm like, because I can fall off the wagon and then get back on the wagon.
Yeah.
Like everyone else in my meeting does.
I wonder if that would really make you feel down about everything.
It definitely would. But how much fun would I have for like a week?
Yeah, but it would be too much fun because you want to know how to cap it. And something would happen. You'd be one of those, you know what you'd become? Is one of those guys that's like, we haven't seen Mike in 3 or 4 days. He's probably on a bender. God knows where he is.
He'd be back to... bottles in the trunk at the gas station. And
then, well, I mean, he wouldn't be able to handle that anymore because, like, he was
next
a marathon
time
runner.
I'm like 50 pounds heavier. Yeah.
But I never understood that when I was a kid. It's like, you know, people's parents in town would be like, just they disappear for 3 or 4 days. Oh, yeah, he's a drinker. He's just gone. No one knows where he is. And I think you don't get there. I still don't quite understand it. I think you don't get there until you completely abstain from it for a long time.
Maybe.
And then when you do turn it on, you're like, fuck it, anything goes.
It totally, it was to my benefit. Somebody fell off the wagon a long time ago in my career, and it was to my benefit because he was supposed to be my boss a long time ago, and he fell off the wagon and went on a 2-week bender, didn't show up.
Check.
And the guy who owned the company went, you're the boss now.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always get confused about the off and on the wagon. Because you can explain it either way in your head.
Right.
Getting on the fun wagon sounds more like you're drinking, right? You fell off the wagon, you're Dudsville. You're walking.
Agreed.
Hey, you guys ever taken a hayride?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's pretty fun.
I get yelled at because I was drunk.
Ooh.
I did.
Look at that segue.
Like the first day I ever had an iPhone. It was like three years ago probably. And
the
I
first
remember,
day I had an iPhone.
It was my very first day. And Jillian was mad at me because I was drunk on the hayride. And I was trying to take pictures of things that I wasn't supposed to take pictures.
Apps!
I like that.
Yeah. And you can clearly hear me saying to the guy, it's just a picture.
Sir, I'm not sure.
Oh, they have a no picture rule on hayrides?
Yeah, well, no video.
Why are you trying to record surreptitiously
everywhere? I wasn't. I thought I was taking a picture. It was the first day I had the phone. I didn't know what I was doing.
The barbershop, the hayride, you're out of control.
He's got hundreds of hours of boring audio.
Mm-hmm. Should
Here's
we,
the hayrides, just the wheels creaking.
You got the phones?
Yeah, maybe we should go to the phones. Let's see what kind of audio.
Wait, before we go to the phones, did you, speaking of, this isn't hayrides, but do you guys remember, Tyler probably doesn't, like in the 70s or 80s, a lot of cop movies where the cop would crash his car and just whip out his badge and take a civilian's car.
Yeah.
Like, what the...
That happens, like, in every other 70s movie.
That's what I mean. Yeah. And the person would just give it up, but do you think that really in life ever happened? The cop just shows you his badge and you hop out?
I think they could do it, but it's really rare.
That happens twice in Bass.
Hey, you know what you should do? How about this?
does anyone get in a high-speed chase and drive through a pallet of boxes?
Yes. Like,
I wrote in giant
black letters, must be slow motion and shot from three angles.
Absolutely.
And there must be wah-wah guitar.
Hey, how about this idea in your script? The cop takes the person's car and the person spends so long explaining everything that's wrong that he misses the guy. Like, you got to jiggle the glove compartment.
When you were writing your script, did you ever get to the part where you're like,
I got a Twitter that
I can make
on.
A complete left turn and just ruin this right now.
That's why I didn't want, because I liked the idea and the concept so much, I was terrified that I was going to fuck it up and go like down a path. And I did. I changed it quite a bit from what I originally came up with.
But here's motivation, guys. If you work, if someone works with you, I got huge authoritative issues. I hate anyone
me too.
Who has control
me too.
Of me, too.
Me
and my well-being.
Unless I have control, then I love it.
So my three main nemesis, my three main antagonists in the movie are all based on, I will never say who, but because then I could be sued, people in my life.
Dr. Blue is one of them.
For the last 3 years. And every time I would look at them or have to deal with them or they'd do something awful to me, I would just go home and write feverishly and have them do just terrible, more awful things in my script.
I like it.
Yeah. It was motivation.
I believe so.
And it's...
Did any of them rhyme with Schmald Schmarian?
No. Poor Schmald Brian.
Schmarano?
Poor Bri has nothing to do with the script. Oh, you know what? I did
Adam
quote
him. Corona?
Yeah, I did use one of his quotes in it. Hey, should we take a full... Jillian says that the... The meat
Psycho
dress
Matt.
Was dressed at the VMA. Was used. She wore the meat dress at the VMAs, but perhaps was the Grammys too. I don't know. Maybe the guy's lying. It
makes me very uncomfortable. That she's listening.
Hey, maybe if that Dorner guy wants to call in, 1-800-LOUD-191.
Call in. We won't give away your location, even though we know it's Big Bear.
Honestly, dude, I don't think the drinking would be beneficial to you at all. I totally get the craving. I totally get you looking at it and thinking it would feel really good down my throat. But I think maybe if you are seriously,
realistically,
thoughts,
I know I'm not. I know I'm not gonna do it. But it really has. The first 13 months, not a problem. I was looking at that gin, and I was. It was as much of a fantasy as I've ever had in my life. Feeling it going in my mouth, and I was almost like ridiculously excited, like. Like huh. I'm an adult and I can buy a gin and tonic.
That's
and
the weird thing. It's the freedom of it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like being in Hawaii. Cards.
What's that?
It's like being in Hawaii.
Sort of.
In a glass.
Yeah, absolutely. My mom's talking about going back to Hawaii. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have horrible stories that I will not tell.
Are any of them as funny and sad as the dog food?
No.
Does it involve throwing a Hawaiian turkey on
it
the floor?
It involves throwing up.
Mm. Oh my God. Uh huh. Okay, I'm not trying to tease this because I have the worst fucking grossest story that involves shit.
No, let's not do it.
Okay.
Let's definitely do it.
Oh, God.
Do you think anyone's ever watched comedy? And
hey, everyone, if you want Mike to tell a story, go click through Amazon.
Do you think anyone's told a comedy and like they walk out and they're like, not nearly enough fart jokes. I would have liked to have seen more.
I bet there's going to be...
Do you think people yearn for them or is it always...
Do you think there's going to be one in that 21 and over movie?
I don't know what that is.
From the writers of The Hangover.
Oh, really?
The kid's like, I got to take my med school exams in the morning. But you turned 21 tonight, bro. That's the movie.
I can't speak for Tyler, but I'm pretty sure you and I have never thought that.
The exact same as Bass. God damn it. That's my concept.
There it is. I'm sure you and I have never said that.
No, never. But I don't know if anyone does. I think it's just lazy writing. And like, you know, they know that it's going to make people laugh. Like the shit humor, the scat humor, I was wondering, like, if someone goes to see like a really good solid comedy, like let's go back and say Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Do you think anyone actually walked out of that theater and said it was good, but it would have been better if he was farting?
He did. He farts when they're looking at the painting when that music is playing.
You know what? I'm glad. I can't speak for you because I don't know how you feel about it, Tyler. But I'm going to include you in this, like I am speaking for you. I'm glad you and I feel the same way, and I know it makes me a prude. I'm aware of that, because all of my guy friends think it's the funniest thing of all time, and I am just going to confess something here. Someone was at my house a while ago, and I said, I got to get something out of my car, because I thought I was going to fart, and I went outside completely. Mm-hmm. And then I came back in and went, I got to be honest with you. And she thought it was hilarious.
I bet. Okay. See, I don't know if we even need to do that. Stop. Tyler! Not on this show.
That was funny.
We are not this show. Stop it! Now I'm the only fruit. Great.
Hey, I got to say, you know what I thought it was funny?
Right.
Was my niece was jumping on me when she was like 3 and farted, and she just started cracking up. And then I thought it was funny.
I was hoping to take the show.
I thought it was funny when she did it.
I'm not a plumber and should not be called. If any of you listeners out there.
And I stuck her head in the toilet.
This is such a dramatic scene in this movie.
Have a fantasy. What movie is it?
It's Ferris Bueller. This is the part.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a fantasy of me. He doesn't fart. Of coming over and fixing any of your leaky faucets or replacing any pipes or anything. I'm not the guy to call. My parents had just a little leaky faucet. I'm like, yeah, Mom, I got it. She's like, all right, no. And yeah, I'm going to call a plumber. I'm like, nah, yeah, you don't have to do that, Mom. I'll save you $300-$400. Watch this, Super Son. Come over tomorrow. Fix that shit right up.
Super Son.
I've got a bunch of deadbeat kids.
Oh, that sounds like the worst show ever.
Super Son. He'll fix your plumbing.
You got a son that lives down the hall. You don't even see him. He lives in the fucking house. You got a daughter who lives in the same town. You don't see her. Your other daughter, she lives out in Arizona. Hi, I, Super Son, will come over and fix your plumbing situation.
And?
Super Son has spoken.
I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that I went to the Do It Center, which is the only hardware store in their little town, which is on the other side of the freeway. It's a good 15-minute drive. I went there five separate times.
For different stuff?
For different stuff.
Like sex.
Should have just called it plumber.
Like sex.
Different sizes, different shapes. The very first thing I did, Mike and Ty Ty, was I removed. You know, like you can turn off your water down below underneath the sink?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had to turn that baby off, right? Because there was a drip.
So far, it's easy. So far, it's easy.
Turn that off. The drip stops on the from the faucet, and now it's dripping from the little part. So I realized.
Oh, my God. I did same thing for me.
And it's dripping. So I'm like, there's your problem. It's dripping there. So it's going up to the faucet. Your faucet's fine. The pressure's building up because the water's getting through. So you got to replace the valve, the turnoff valve.
You got a whole nother problem now.
So I go out to the street, turn off the water to the house, and I bought a replacement valve. So that's pretty much the second thing I'm doing. The first thing is just turning off the water.
Yeah.
Second thing is unscrewing that. The entire master pipe that's coming out of the wall just disintegrates.
The master pipe.
It's probably been in there for 35 years.
So now you can't turn the water on?
You can't turn the water on. My parents are fucked. My brother who still lives there, fucked. Can't shower.
So you had to call an emergency plumber now?
So I spent like 3 or 4 hours trying to patch it up every time I...
How?
That was one of my many trips back to
that place. I can only imagine how frustrated you were getting. I can see...
Not bad. I prepared myself. Not bad.
You read Motorcycle and the Art of Zen or whatever?
That's a horrible book, by the way. Read it all the way through. Terrible. Piece of shit. Everyone needs to relax on liking that book. Not a good book.
Never approach.
It's the same shit over and over and over again. I did not like that
book.
That's
what Zen is, bro.
Anderson,
I guess that's what they were trying to say.
I had the same problem at that place in Brea. Mm-hmm. And I went, I cleaned out under my sink. I got all the tools I had. And I climbed under there on my back with a flashlight, ready to fix mine.
That's what I did, yeah.
And it was leaking from that point, and I looked at it, and I had no idea what I was looking at. And I didn't know how to turn the water off, and I just went, you know what? I know where the water thing is outside, and I saw a roach crawling there one time, and I'm like,
not going to do it.
I'm out.
And that was the scariest part of the whole thing.
You know what I did? I ignored it for like a year when I moved.
Yeah. That's a long time.
Left it.
I can't do that because it's my parents' house.
Hope the real estate agent isn't listening.
Because
I'm sure it was leaking.
The water was off for... maybe 5 minutes when I hear a giant crash downstairs. I'm not kidding you. 5 minutes.
What
the hell? My dad's panicking in the bathroom downstairs. He's taking the lid off the tank because the toilet's broken. Something's wrong with the toilet. It's broken. I'm trying to fix it. And he fucking dropped the lid.
Oh,
it shattered everywhere.
You had to go buy a new lid?
They don't sell them by themselves. You got to buy a whole new toilet now.
You had to put it in a toilet?
I haven't done it yet. That's my next project. So now
you
my dad's
can't buy the lid.
If you want me to help you,
can't buy just that. No,
if you want me to
not.
Help you, I put a toilet in.
No, we're not going to do that. That's a terrible.
What I mean to say is, I watched a guy do it.
And
you got to put a wax ring down. Most important thing is put a wax ring
down.
You got
to seat that baby.
Yeah.
So they got like a little fence out there to keep my parents' dogs from falling in the pool. So I see my dad like using a ladder over the fence, a little step ladder, getting like buckets of water, and he's just this is going on for like. Maybe an hour.
Wait, where did he get the buck? Where did he get the water?
He's getting it from the pool and then taking it into the toilet.
Yeah, that would
he
work.
Just keeps doing that.
He sounds like when stoners like
I got an
like,
idea,
have a
man.
Problem and have to like try to solve it.
So I could put the water back on for like 30 minutes and he's still doing it. I'm like, he's busy. He looks like he's got a purpose. I'm just gonna let him.
And then he falls off that ladder and spears himself on the dog fence.
He was like with the fucking broom in
and then you
Fantasia.
Have to be a surgeon. Didn't see it.
The
you know what? I saw it. It was boring.
Yeah, and he kept coming back with the bucket.
Should have got a bigger bucket.
So I did imagine me on my back. You know the score where you got the flashlight on. Yeah. Except I got five little designer fucking dogs, all under 10 pounds, that are my parents' dogs, all over
Stop
me.
Stop calling them designer.
They
want to
watch
They're
your
designer
lives,
dogs.
Man. They're amazed that you're
They're
working.
Ridiculous. And my parents don't understand why this is annoying to me. I'm like, Mom, do you think you might be able to lock these things up? Oh, they're just giving you kisses, son. They love you.
This is when I want kisses, when I'm being a plumber.
Because
if they were humans, it would also be acceptable. If there was this like little
every
6-year-old running around kissing you on the face.
Of my existence, not to take the flashlight and just fucking crack one of their dogs. If I had any...
Your brother
couldn't
Brett,
you just close the bathroom door?
I tried
Brett
to, but my dad
gets
would wander
down there
in.
On the floor with you, just kissing you on the cheeks.
My dad must have wandered in 3 or 4 times. Oh, son, hi. So,
hey, we can all go over and place the toilet and do a podcast.
Mom called the plumber. He came over the next day. Plumber lectured her on the phone, apparently. This is what happens when you try and do things yourself, ma'am. You always got to have a plumber around. Plumber comes over. I should not be admitting this, but I will for the sake of the show. God, I'm going to go to hell.
It's a chick and she's hot?
My mom starts texting me like half hour after the plumber gets there. Dad thinks that I'm having an affair with the plumber. Oh. He's making huge scenes and yelling at me in front of the plumber saying, I know you're seeing this guy. That's why I don't want plumbers in their fucking house. Gotta keep strangers
out. Cut to your mom sends out a wedding announcement.
With an ass crack. Just an engagement ring and an ass crack on the card.
Was it Mike Diamond?
Mike Diamond's local, right?
Smell good plumber.
God, if he's local, they spend about $10,000 a day on
no,
ads.
No, the other one's local. The Mike Stefanisicopoli.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Stefano. Mike Stefano.
Mike Stefanovic.
Mike Smith. No, Mike Stefano.
It's semi-racist, right? The Wong guy or his cousin or whatever.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
It's racist, right?
No, it's not only racist.
What are you talking about?
It's horrible. First of all, there's an ad that runs nonstop out here. And I mean like two or three times an hour on every single station all day, all night. So it's probably 10, 15 grand a day in advertising and on television. So the ad is the stereotypical like East Los Angeles Mexican voice. Stereotypical. And the guy comes in. His uncle goes, where are you going? I'm just going out to run some errands. And then the next thing you know, he's at Mike Diamond Plumbing, and he introduces himself to the woman behind the counter, who happens to be Mike Diamond's mom.
Yeah.
So he's making his mom work, and she's in charge of applications.
Mm-hmm.
Then the guy tells her he was in the Army, and she's like, oh, my son was in the Army, too. He served and blah, blah, blah. And the guy's like, oh, me too. I was a plumber in the Army.
That's what he sounds like.
I swear to God. Yeah. It's just like that. And then she goes, well, I'll make sure your application goes on top.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? What the heck is
that's
that?
That's a commercial?
I swear to God.
He's ditching the Bubba.
Yeah, he's like, ditching his...
Bubba's his uncle.
He's ditching a relative, and he's like, you ain't going to see that Mike Diamond. Yeah. First of all,
he's like a redneck
racist. Mexican. Yeah.
And the redneck kid's like, racist.
The
I
kid's
hope
like, he
better
I'm just
not
going
be
to run some errands, Uncle whatever.
Yeah, he says, Uncle Bubba, I'm going out. And immediately, Uncle Bubba assumes that he's going to get
the
a
Mike
job.
Mike Diamond. Yeah.
Like, that's where he jumps to. Like, there can be so many places the guy's going. He's like, oh, he better not be going to see my competition trying to get a job.
But then, irony that your dad's like, you're seeing this guy.
But then part of the paid for radio ad that they waste time on, which has nothing to do with it, is his real name Diamond, ma'am? Oh, yeah.
No, because I think that there is I think there's another ad that we haven't heard, but I picked up on that, and it sounds like there's some other ad out there for plumbers or like maybe a billboard or something suggesting that Mike Diamond isn't in his real name and don't trust this guy. He's a liar.
It'd be so pompous if that's not his name and he's a plumber and changed his name to
no,
Mike
but that's,
Diamond.
This 30-second spot addresses that. Is I heard Mike Diamond is not your real name, eh? And he's like, no, it is.
Hey, if anyone can hear that ad, we are not embellishing the voice at all. It's unbelievable.
It's actually worse than that. It's Speedy Gonzalez.
That's what I mean. It's unbelievable. And I like that she bonds with him immediately. And
there's a little flirting going on.
His application goes on top.
Yeah.
Which is also problematic that there's a stack of applications there. And the real problem is the fact that they make it seem like they're the diamond. I mean, they're the bargain basement plumbers.
Uh-huh.
But how do you justify all those radio spots if they're not?
Where's that money coming from?
They have to unclog 200 toilets a day just to pay for the radio ad.
Exactly. That's. Go to Angie's List. My mom
what
found somebody
good on
Angie's
List. By
Mike
List. Diamond?
Yeah, he's probably a great plumber. Almost.
Mike Diamond, Jack Stefano.
No, he's
I'd
just
like to see them fight.
We'll clean almost any drain. We'll clear almost any drain for
$99.
And then the chick's like, almost?
Well, there's other.
There's some exceptions.
Yeah, some exceptions like the ones in your house.
Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Tyler, you got it up? What's up, fake Marcus? You've kind of been ruling the airwaves.
We should
call
Mike Diamond. The plumbing seems fine. Hold on a second.
Hold on.
Let me just throw some air down the toilet. Hey, clean it up.
Fake Marcus, what's up?
Yesterday.
Hey, guess what I'm doing?
All my troubles seem so far away.
Thanks for adding to the show.
I wonder if you can hear us. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? This is the worst part of the show. Bald Brian got something, right? Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you? Cunt. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. Hey, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
I don't think anyone can hear us.
Hi. Hi, you're on the After Disaster. How are you?
Clearly, they cannot hear you.
Hello? Hello?
By the way, I know how I'm kind of foolish with money, and I shouldn't be wasting money right now with this two-rent thing?
Yeah.
And guess what I'm doing on Sunday? I'm renting a Porsche to drive to San Diego. It's not that much. It's $299 and $0.46 a mile after the first 100 miles. So it's only going to cost me like an additional. It'll be like
Why
four.
Are you doing this?
It just seems like fun.
Why don't you use that to move your shit? That'd be the dumbest thing.
I thought about that.
I talked about that, I think, once before. Renting a Lamborghini to move. Yeah. That's like the dumbest thing. That's what Richard Pryor should have done in Brewster's Millions.
The Lamborghini.
A fleet of Lamborghinis to move the shit.
Don't you have any friends with the Porsche you could just borrow?
They have a lot of Lamborghinis for rent at the same place.
Don't
and
you know Jerry Seinfeld?
They're not as much as I thought they were because it's, well, it's a lot.
$300 a day is a lot.
Well, the Lamborghini's $2,200 a day and
that's ridiculous.
$3
it's
a mile.
Stupid. It's stupid.
You get 50 miles for free, though.
That's dumb. It better cure cancer.
Black and white car rentals.
All right. What are you plugging?
If I give them a plug, they might give me a deal.
I don't think they will. Take them an air check. Bring them an air check of this.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, you know what you got to do? Give us one good last description of what you've dealt with the last year and a half with Stompy.
I almost don't want to.
But you should do it, and then Tyler will burn you a copy and leave it on his doorstep on the day you move. After the last thing is out, you just leave that leaning against his door.
All right.
Like I did with my neighbor.
All right, let's do an intro then, like we're
good
starting
shit.
The show.
Tyler, just play a little bit of the happy. Actually, you can't.
No, don't do that. Let's just, you just go, you just intro the after disaster and say, how's the new apartment going?
All right, Tyler, you got to pull down T-Rock. Squashy. There you go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the program. I'm Anderson. That is Mike Carano. Tyler's playing racist music right off the bat.
You guys, let me tell you something about my apartment. Like, I moved into this place.
Wow,
I thought it was
great
awesome.
To the apartment.
Well, I thought it was awesome the first couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Then, first of all, I live right next to a metal gate, which all of these inconsiderate a-holes just slam.
You
They're
can say
just
assholes.
The biggest douchebags on the friggin' planet here.
Fucking, you can say fucking.
But the real problem is my goddamn upstairs neighbor, this jerk-off, just stomps back and forth every fucking moment he's home. He is the most loud, obnoxious, inconsiderate piece of
How
shit
do you know it's a guy?
On the fucking planet. Because a chick wouldn't do this.
You know what? You should call him Stompy.
Stompy. That's what I am going to call him because he's a fucking inconsiderate asshole stomping motherfucker.
Wow.
And I hope he stomps right into a bear trap.
Wow.
And the bear gets home.
Why don't you just go up and knock on his door and say, hey,
Fuck
I'm your
that.
Neighbor.
I'm not knocking on some asshole's door.
Why? I don't understand
Fuck
why
him.
You want to do that.
You know what? Fuck him.
How long has this been going on for?
Fucking months. And I'm just going to move the minute my lease is up to get away from that fucking cocksucker.
God damn. It's hot though, right? It is hot here in the middle of August.
Yeah. It's hot.
Yeah. It's been a hot
summer. I don't
summer.
Know what that's to do with it. Maybe the echoes.
I'm just talking about how, you know, this is August now.
Yeah. I've been making a video of it, though, because I'm going to publicly embarrass him on the internet, and I got a couple of shots of him coming in and out of his car.
I think that might be illegal.
I don't care. Mm. I'm uploading it. And plus, his apartment number is 201 at 320.
Stop it. Stop it, Mikey. Stop it.
I'll give it out.
No, you don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hey, you know what I almost did tonight?
Give out an innocent man's address?
You know what I'm going to do again?
What?
Get the phone number give out.
Your phone number?
Yeah.
Why?
I was going to do it tonight, but I'm not prepared to change my number.
Picks.
What? Because you want more tit pics, huh, bro?
Just get Snapchat,
got any tit
bro.
Dick pics?
No,
pics.
I'm going to get a couple years ago, I gave out my phone number, and it was awesome. But I also had two phones, so I wasn't.
You're also drinking back then.
Yeah. But here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give
Actually,
it
out. You know what? That's funny because I was just thinking about this the other day. I'm like, I wonder if he would ever do that if he wasn't drinking. Like, I wonder if that was just like a drinking Mike's thing.
Last week, I thought, you know what? I'm giving out the number just because it'll be fun for like 12 hours and then I'll change it. Mm-hmm. But I have to let people know that I'm probably not going to get your phone call because 30 people are calling me.
Oh, my God. Look at me. I'm like,
I underplayed it.
You have so many people that then are not going to have your phone number, and you're going to have to go and find every single person and send them a message. Hey, this is my new number.
I normally change it once a year, and I haven't changed this for 2 years.
Why don't you just go buy a burner for like $30 at Walmart and just fuck around with that for like a month?
Because I think it's funnier that my friends like on Facebook will see that I actually posted my real number. Because last time I did it, people thought it was insane.
Yeah, they scrolled through their Facebook feed and went, huh, look at that. And then they went the next thing and liked their friend's baby picture.
Oh, God damn, what a waste of time that was. One of the listeners sent me a message on Twitter and said, it was very serious, like, if you needed any more proof that you, if there was any more proof needed that you need serious help, this is it. Like, insulting my mental will.
I doubt they're insulting. They were probably really concerned for you and trying to help you. But knowing the way you read it, you probably read it as though, they were attacking you. I get that a lot.
If you're not overly nice when you send emails and stuff, I do interpret it as an attack.
Go straight there. And speaking of which, guys, a number of you, it's embarrassing. I'd like to say thank you. You guys are all very, very kind. People that reached out and sent me emails at AndersonCowan.com or tweeted me very nice things about, because they thought that my feelings were hurt about Corolla saying all those wicked, wicked, awful, mean things.
I thought they were hurt too.
You know what? I'm overly sensitive, but I wasn't asking for you guys. I appreciate it. It was very sweet and touching. I was touched by many of you. I know this sounds very gay, especially with this music, but I was not. I just want to be clear. I was not reaching out for people to pat me on the back and tell
reach
me
reach out and touch Andy.
What a fabulous person I am, and how wonderful.
Bow, bow, bow.
Although it was some nice reading, I got to tell you. Was some nice reading.
Yeah. You know what? I think
that's not what I was asking
for. If you really want to touch Anderson, go click 3R.
Yeah, I think if it wasn't him, it would be more hurtful because a lot of people that listen to him know it's kind of full of shit.
AndersonandBrian.com is where
you shouldn't say that.
Click through.
Hey, make sure you watch The Tonight Show for Adam Carolla to debut a new bit tonight.
Wow.
Where he does this hilarious thing called instead of Marco Polo, you do Adam Carolla.
Not really new. It's kind of something that I was yelling at him not to do 15 years ago.
I don't want to badmouth the new home of 5 minutes.
Here's what I say. I said, Corolla, normally it's very funny that your shit that you came up with. This is why he hates me. It's because I would fucking, the only person apparently who would ever fucking shoot straight with the guy. And we'd be out because a lot of time he'd smoke with me. He'd come out and smoke. And I'm like, I fucking can't stand the Adam Corolla. I just can't. I hate it. I hated that. A lot of the shit was very funny.
It's pretty narcissistic.
Not funny. It's there's something very 70s bad humor about it. Yeah. Just rubbed me the wrong way.
I did once ask girls to say Mike Carano when they were having sex with their boyfriends.
Just Mike or the full Carano? Because you could probably get away with Mike.
No, I want them to record it.
The
and go,
full Carano.
Mike Carano, and then just watch the reaction and send me that.
Like listener challenge?
No, I did it once before. No one did it.
I never heard that. You said it on this show.
Yeah, I said I want people. Maybe I didn't. Maybe I tweeted it. But I seriously wanted some girl to have sex with her boyfriend. Record. You don't need to record
Apparently
the whole
Stanley
thing.
Stanley peed on the recycling bin.
Good. Good. Turn that stuff into water.
Why did he leave? Great. Don't say that out loud. You shouldn't be leaving that room. You're in charge of him, Tyler.
I'm not in charge of your dog.
God damn it. That could be the end of Stanley. Stanley could be no more allowed in here.
That's sad.
What do you mean don't say it out loud? He knows.
Yeah, but he's not the boss of me.
The boss of you doesn't listen to this?
Hey, you know,
Stanley's been in that chair. That's what happens when I have to come in and do early work that I don't even get paid for.
Hey, why don't you bite the bullet and get
I've been here for 6 hours now, and poor Stan's been locked up.
Why don't you get him out of it right now by telling Reggie that you peed on the recycling bin?
Because it wasn't Reggie. It was some dude that works back in the back.
Really?
Shit.
How are you going to clean it?
I'll probably use a towel. Paper one. That's really the least of my concerns.
Just pour some water on it to dilute it a little bit.
All right. Well, I guess that wraps up the program.
We're going to go clean some pee.
Yeah, got to take care of that.
Get the plumber on that.
God damn it.
I know.
He's pooping in here now.
No, he's not.
What if he was?
Tyler.
It's the new Stanley. Just doesn't give a shit.
Maybe just the old Stanley. All right.
Does Stanley go to the bathroom on a pee pad?
Hey, I got some new stuff. Yeah, no. He goes outside in the backyard like a normal dog. Today I'm walking all three of my dogs, right? And this guy is like trying to make, he's like a younger dad. He's got like a little 3-year-old with him out front. They just pulled up. Of course,
my
dogs.
You gotta describe him like it's a film noir.
My dogs love to like hit.
There he was.
Front yards of three houses that had cars that just pulled up, right? Fresh, like people just get in their cars. That's the place where my dogs want to pee.
Yeah.
When people pull up. So this guy begins that. I know he's just trying to be friendly, but like he's one of those guys that's awkward, so he says the wrong thing. So he's like, already peeing on my new plants? And I look down, and these plants are like fucking old and dead, and they've been there for, you know, forever. They're not new at all.
You apologize, right?
And I said, at least it's not, at least it's just a plant. Because I just like, how do you come back with anything?
Yeah.
And I'm like, sorry.
Could have been one of your kids.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They were going to whiz on your kid's face.
And then his kid says, what's that, daddy? And the dad says, a man with his three beasts. I'm like, I got a lot quicker.
That guy is so
I wish
light,
I did have three beasts.
So
they would chew out
so
your
light.
Fucking throat.
Was he wearing socks and sandals?
No.
Three
beasts.
That way. Three miniature beasts.
A man with his three beasts. Yeah. And I was like, I wanted a little like friendly banter in the neighborhood, but I just had nothing for either one.
You should come back with three lions on big, thick chains.
I should
knock on his door.
Seems
hey, what's up?
Needlessly elaborate.
Three lions.
All right, I got to go clean some urine.
I don't know where you'd get them.
God. God damn it. Who let the fucking dog out, Tyler?
Who let the dog?
Well, he would have just peed in here.
All right, you know,
at least he peed on some tile.
Just oh, that was tile?
Yeah, it's fine.
No,
but
big.
No, it is big that he's peeing. There's no dogs allowed here to begin with, all right? Plus, he's a trained professional.
Dog.
He's a trained professional dog. Partying, I don't know if I've talked about this on the show, but we'll end the show with this just because that's kind of what was kind of the theme tonight. But talking about fart humor and farting jokes and whatnot. I'm not a fan, but every now and again, things do happen that are funny. That show, I mean, that song, that was huge. Who let the dogs out? I don't know if I've mentioned this on the show before.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Apparently, it's a euphemism in Jamaica. For who farted?
No.
Yeah.
Someone it's about like ugly up? Bitches or something.
No. Who let the dogs out? That's what it's about. And
it kind of makes sense.
We don't. But us Americans, I had no idea. We made it all about that.
Yeah.
But in Jamaica, that's like the euphemism and then like the language that they use.
And you know what, Tyler? Don't even look it up because I don't want to hear it. I hate that song. But are there other lyrics besides that?
Yeah. It goes off this whole tangent in the middle, but it's apparently it all makes sense. And then a random fact. I heard on another program, but I'm going to transfer it over here. TIPS. Do we know what it stands for?
To ensure proper service.
Yeah! I love that.
But doesn't that make sense because then you would tip first.
Yeah, a lot of time you do. And a lot of time you should.
Oh, I do when I get a massage.
Just to make sure that they...
To make sure that they know I'm going to tip. I swear to God. I do it so they know I'm cool and they try harder.
I was hearing on the same program... That you know, you get a drink at a bar, you get like a $5 drink. If it's crowded, if it's packed, you give them $40, and you make sure, and then you're gonna get great service the rest of the night. I mean, they're gonna remember your name. If you go to a bar to a hotel for, and you're gonna stay there for like a week or so, tip the guy like the door guy like $100 first night, whoever it is, and they'll remember you. They'll remember your name.
I bet.
Yeah,
I'm
not
gonna
do that.
Seems to be a little pricey.
Yeah, I know.
I fucked up. I went to this bar for a Coke, and I gave the guy $40.
Yeah, you give the guy $40. He's like, thanks, I'm off.
Yeah,
I made my quota.
Can you tell the other guy my name? You know, we all know celebrities that tip crazy, and it definitely pays off. It pays off in the first way, which is everyone thinks you're the greatest guy on the planet. And if anyone ever badmouths him, there will be a whole staff coming to his defense. But there are certain people that are actually really great guys, like Drew Carey, and he tips $100 every time.
Yeah, I've heard that.
And he doesn't have to tip at all, but he comes in.
It's not great, though, if he gets like a $10,000 dinner.
Hey, you know who tips the most? Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Strawberry. Big
tipper. Daryl Hammond is hardcore New
Daryl
York
Hannah.
Guy. Because in New York, you tip everywhere.
Daryl Hammond.
Yeah.
So Daryl Hammond's the guy. I actually quoted him earlier. No, I was never.
Daryl Hammond, well, he hasn't worked the improv for a few years, but he would be in the green room, and the server would come in. You want anything? Diet Coke, please, and hand her 20. And then she'd come back like 20 minutes later. He's like, can I get some chicken strips? 20. And it's a 20 every time.
On one hand, I feel like that's nice. And on the other hand, I feel that like that's weird and schmaltzy.
It's weird, but
like,
it's a New York thing.
Hey, I could just give money all the time.
In New York, people that have bread tip everyone.
Stop saying bread.
What about people? When they have greenbacks, people with toad skins.
People with cheddar.
People with toad skins.
Oh, toad skins. I thought you said toe skins.
No, that's gross.
It's really gross.
Oh my God, you want to hear the grossest thing of all time?
No!
Did you guys see the hitchhiker that killed the
Band-Aid.
Person?
No, in a movie?
No, that might be. That's my favorite video in a long, long time. He didn't kill him, though.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
This guy was hitchhiking, Anderson, and the dude who's driving the car like starts telling about how he raped a chick like in the Virgin Islands when she was 14, like she was 14 or something like that. And he's like, oh, this guy's fucked up. And he's like, you know what? I've come to realize I'm Jesus Christ. And he just turns down onto like a parking lot and rams. He's like, I can do whatever I want, and rams a person against a car and pins him there. And then two ladies go to try to help the guy who's pinned against the car, and the guy gets out to go and then starts strangling one of the women. So this guy who's hitchhiking grabs a little hatchet and starts just hitting the dude in the back of the head. And then he gave the greatest interview of all time.
Yeah, you got to watch the interview, but let's not do it on the show. But it's really fantastic, and it's long, and it's with a news, and he uses the F word like over and over and over. And he's a druggy, like hippie guy.
Yeah, his name's Kai. He's straight out of Dogtown.
And I love the interview. I love the interview, but
Dogtown,
I would
like
never want to meet that guy and never hang out with him.
4 minutes after like describing this entire thing, the reporter's like, so what's next for you? What's your... He's like, well... I'm hoping to maybe do some surfing.
Is he, you live out here? He's Loke?
No, he's from Indiana
from
or
West
somewhere.
West Virginia originally.
Yeah, West Virginia, yeah.
Where did this happen?
Somewhere in California, I think.
It's really great. It's
fantastic.
It might be my favorite interview with a person
smash,
on the street ever.
Smash.
And they're like, would you have done anything different? Yeah, I would have done it to him back.
Yeah, I would have done it earlier.
I would have done it earlier if I, after we said, talked about the rape.
And they're like, would you do it again? What? Smack him in the head with a hatchet? Fuck yeah.
And where he says fuck over and over again.
He says fuck.
He's like, and then this guy fucking
times.
Then he fucking grabs this woman. And I went, fuck this, bro. And I got out my hatchet.
He was
and I
in
said,
the head.
Fuck this, man.
Where is he now?
He's
out on the road
an internet
somewhere.
Celebrity, but he's it's
usually
worthwhile.
You get charged for that, though. I mean, a little bit.
He
got self defense.
He got arrested. Yeah. This was after he was released.
Yeah.
Right. And they made sure that his story checked out.
You know what? The only thing worse than
your
dog peeing at your workplace,
getting hatched,
a place that's not supposed to have dogs, is finding out about him just sitting there and doing nothing. I should go fix this. All right, I'm signing off, guys. See you next week. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, you guys. I'm sorry I missed last week. I won't do it again.
For me, God bless. You guys can keep at
make
it.
Make sure you guys go buy all your nice Valentine's gifts at Amazon.com.
Yeah. Wait, when is Valentine's Day?
It's the 14th every
it's
year.
It's 14th every year.
Is that a week from today?
Yes.
I don't know.
What is today?
Today's the 6th.
Well, today's the 8th
now. Typically the 7th, 8th. I don't know.
Okay. Hey, good night, everybody. Are we signing off, Tyler?
Yep.
Cheerios. Most boring breakfast cereal ever.
But delicious.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Boring would imply it's not delicious.
First
Raisin
bowl
Bran's
is delicious.
Good. Raisin
the next
Bran's
morning
good.
When you have it, you're like,
Raisin Bran with a banana is good.
I actually just like it without the raisins. Some straight Bran action.
That's disgusting.
It's bomb.
The raisins are the key. You know what the thing problem
no,
with those raisins is?
No, there's too many raisins.
Well, people complained because there wasn't enough, and then they had to start this whole two scoops campaign in the 70s or 80s. To prove they put enough in there. The problem is, which makes it delicious, is the raisins are covered in sugar.
Yeah, but there's too many of them. They clump together, and I don't want just a mouth of raisins. I want bran.
Well, don't badmouth it, because I just bought the world's largest container of Raisin Bran at Costco. It's two huge bags that are probably the equivalent to two regular boxes, so I'm forcing it down.
Mike, that's not how Costco works.
I don't know.
You don't buy two things and then only use that for the next...
That's how I do it. I don't even like apples that much. I buy a tray of 12 apples, and I force myself to eat 12 apples in a week.
That's fine. Well, yeah. I guess two apples. That's a lot of sugar, though.
40 bananas. No.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.